Hello, BFF.FM. You're tuned into Professional Fans Radio. This is Pro Fan Marisa, and Pro Fan Katie has left San Francisco for 2 whole weeks. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm so sad, but so excited for her. She's off gallivanting around Europe, having a wonderful vacation, which she deserves. So I have Pro Fan Bailey here. That's what I'm going to call
hey.
You now for the show.
What's up?
Bailey, did you have a DJ name the last time you were here?
No, I didn't. I'm an honorary pro fan, so
you
I
are?
Guess I could probably.
You are, but wait, what's your DJ name for Wednesday?
I'm Bad Girl Bailey.
Can we call you Bad Girl Bailey
oh,
for this
yes,
show?
Please.
Shout out to Bad Girl Bailey. She showed up with some wine and some snacks,
oh,
and
yeah.
We are ready to get things started.
That's
how was your weekend,
crazy.
Girl?
It was really, really good, actually. I was surprisingly really productive. I cleaned my house.
Oh my god, I wish that I had been productive. I'm so jealous. I saw the photo of all of your trash bags.
Yeah.
Not to call you out
like,
for the trash bags.
No, it's totally
but...
cool. Like, we literally got rid of so much stuff, and our neighbors must hate us right now because...
Do you guys
just
have, like, one communal
oh, yeah.
area?
Yeah, we have, like, one communal area for all the trash, and we just... like loaded it up like to the point where like you can't even like fill in the trash cans anymore. It's like on top.
You know what, sometimes you just gotta take over the trash can. That's okay.
Yeah,
that's you pay for part of that trash and your rent, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So good, you have a sparkling clean home.
Yeah.
You had a productive weekend.
Oh,
I wish
yeah.
I could say the same.
What did you do?
I saw you on Friday. On Friday,
yeah.
I had a low-key evening that ended with me and Katie watching Mean Girls in my apartment, and I was force-feeding her frozen pizza because she hadn't eaten yet
yeah.
that night, and I
she
could
told
tell.
Me about that, yeah.
Sometimes you can tell when someone needs a frozen Trader Joe's pizza. And then on Saturday... Saturday night, I did like me stuff during the day. I did some vinyl shopping for my DJ set on Thursday, everyone, at Pops. We'll get into
Woo!
That later. I got... Khalees's milkshake on a 12-inch.
Oh my god.
I got Lose Your Breath, Make Me Lose My whatever.
Yeah.
Some
Make Me Lose
yeah.
My Breath, Baby Bye.
Yeah, I have that song now and I will be playing it. Not the Bailey rendition that everyone
yeah, that
just
was,
heard,
that was not good.
But my own. I found like a Lionel Richie. I found All Night Long by Lionel Richie, which is
oh
a song
god.
That I love.
Love that song.
I found a Chaka Khan song that I love. I actually found a Britney Spears 12-inch. So things got weird and productive. And
oh
then I went
gosh.
To Hot Flash Heat Wave.
How
and then I went
show?
To Candy Rain. It was great. It was fun because the boys had a lot of their friends there.
Mm-hmm.
And L.A. Font, one of the bands that opened, a yeah. good friend, Greg Katz from L.A. is in that band.
Mm-hmm.
So it was good to see him. A bunch of random people not going to the show showed up at the bar. So suddenly there were these pockets of friends. Like
oh,
Hemlock
perfect.
Just brings everyone together.
It does. I saw Sleater-Kinney on Saturday.
You did? Oh, my God. Tell
that
me.
That was crazy. It
was
so
it?
Good. Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, that's a band that I've been, like, wanting to see since I was, like, 12 years old.
I'm so jealous. Did you stay for the whole show?
Yeah, I did. I mean, it was an early one. It was at the Masonic, which I had never been to that venue before.
Me neither. Was it beautiful?
It is really pretty, but it kind of looks like a church. Like
it
mega
is a church.
Church.
It
yeah,
is?
But like, yeah, mega church. Like
oh.
ones where like people
oh.
like get down on the ground or like,
yeah.
Ooh. But it was cool watching Sleater-Kinney there. Like the sound is like amazing.
I'm so glad that they brought, because they stopped throwing shows there for
mm-hmm.
a while.
They did,
and now
yeah.
it's back.
I
and
know,
the capacity
so cool.
must be pretty big.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah.
It was a sold out show, so it felt like really big. I was in the front area like photographing, and then as
yeah.
soon as I turned around, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
This is wild.
Do you get to, so when you photograph like that, do you get to stay in the front for the rest of the time, or is there do you go to the back?
Yeah, well, they usually have like a photo pit area,
right.
and you can be there for like 3 songs.
Okay.
And then I try to sneak in. But like I'm usually towards the side. So
okay.
like when they like let you out, it's like right in the side, so I'm still like technically in the front.
Okay, that's so rad.
I was raging with there, like the kids.
There was one time that my friend Bayard, he used to write for SF Weekly and he writes for GQ and Rolling Stone, he had a press pass for I want to say it was the Dirty Projectors, and he let me
oh,
take
wow.
it because it included a photo pass.
Sweet.
And just like stand in the photo pit for a song.
Oh,
and
man,
I was just...
the photographers must have been so mad at you.
Well, he also went in there and he took iPhone photos that he later
oh,
used.
Yeah.
So like everyone was probably really mad at us, but right. I loved it.
Whatever, worth it.
Worth it. One time. We'll never do that again. Don't worry, anyone. I'm never doing that again.
All right. So what are we going to play first?
Let's see. Oh, and then, oh, last night I went to see Fortet. Back to back with
gosh.
Floating Points.
I wanted to go, but you know, I was stuck cleaning. So
no, it's good. I mean, it was fun. You know what? Going out on a Sunday is hard.
It's really hard.
It's really challenging.
My coworker went, and she was struggling today.
I did not. I left.
Sorry, Kara.
I left at about like 9:30. I was like, okay, like I have to go watch Game of Thrones now. I have priorities. And on Sunday, that's it.
Oh yeah, totally.
Cool. Well, we have a lot of new music to play. Bailey and I have a lot of wine to drink.
Yep.
Bad girl, Bailey. Yeah. A lot of catching up to do. Oh, yeah. So I'm going to start off. NPR is streaming the new Joanna Gruesome record right now, Peanut Butter. That was one of the things I did when I left Fortet and Floating Points last night, is I went home and I listened to this album. It is amazing. Shout out to Alana. I hope that they all come back soon. So let's start it off with the track Separate Bedrooms. So we're having technical difficulties. I don't know what just happened. It says it's still playing on my computer, but I feel like my computer is lying to me. I apologize. It's a bad way to start it off. We're going to try Bailey's instead. Okay. Bailey, what are you going to play for us? You can.
I'm going to start off with, since we were talking about Fortet, I'm going to start out with percussions. And for all you, like, techno heads, you know that percussions is a side project of Fortet.
I'm so excited for this. Go ahead. Take it away.
All right.
Okay, well, literally nothing is playing, so we're gonna try auto.
Yeah.
See if that works. Oh, yeah, that works. Okay, so we're gonna leave it on auto for a little bit and then try to figure it out. This is Bailey's song now.
Thank you.
I'm